This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Gunmen have attacked a prison in southwest Nigeria, freeing dozens of inmates. It's the third jailbreak in Africa's most populous country this year. It raises more concerns about how safe detention facilities are in the West African nation, where authorities have struggled to stem rising violence. A spokesman of the Oyo Correctional Center in Oyo State told the AP that gunmen attacked the facility late Friday night, and an investigation into the incident has begun. Lagos-based online newspaper The Cable reported in July this year that more than 4,300 inmates have escaped from prisons since 2017, based on compiled media reports. Russia reported a record number of COVID-19 deaths Saturday for the fifth straight day, as the country prepares for a week-long workplace shutdown and the reimposition of a partial lockdown in the next week. A record high 1,075 coronavirus deaths were reported by Russia's National Coronavirus Task Force over the past 24 hours. Russia's coronavirus death toll is now 229,528. It's the highest by far in Europe. Russia's coronavirus rates have been surging for weeks because of sluggish vaccination rates, casual attitudes toward precautionary measures, and the government's hesitancy to tighten restrictions. The task force said only about one-third of Russia's 146 million people have been vaccinated. Russian and Chinese warships held their first joint patrols in the western part of the Pacific Ocean on October 17th through today. Russia's defense ministry said in a statement on Saturday, Moscow and Beijing staged naval cooperation drills in the Sea of Japan earlier in October. VOA News. Activists called on the international community Saturday to help reverse Israel's unprecedented designation of six Palestinian human rights groups as terrorist organizations. That's a label that effectively outlaws them. The activists said the decision amounts to an attempt to silence groups that have documented Israel's harsh treatment of Palestinians over the years. Some of the groups have close ties with rights organizations in Israel and abroad. Israel claims the targeted groups were a front for a small PLO faction with a violent history, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. The movement against the rights groups comes at a time when efforts to negotiate the terms of a Palestinian state alongside Israel are hopelessly bogged down. For years, the U.S. and Europe have been engaged in politically less costly conflict management rather than pushing for a solution, while Israeli settlements on occupied lands sought for a Palestinian state have continued to expand. The terrorism label would allow Israel to raid the group's offices, seize assets, arrest employees, and criminalize funding and expressions of support. Russian-backed separatists on Saturday called off a protest outside a hotel in eastern Ukraine housing international conflict monitors, ending a blockade sparked by the capture of a separatist officer by Ukrainian government forces. Monitors from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe had been confined to their hotel in the separatist held city of Donetsk for more than a week and had to suspend their patrolling mission. It was one of several instances of Europe's main security watchdog being blocked from operating since the capture of the separatist officer on October 13th. The separatists had demanded help from the OSCE to secure his release. More than 170 Chinese Communist Party government, military, paramilitary, and hybrid administrative entities in China have participated in building and maintaining repressive governance of Uyghurs and other indigenous groups in Xinjiang since 2014. This is according to a report released earlier this week. The Australian Strategic Policy Institute, an Australia and U.S.-funded research group, said this week that after analyzing thousands of pages of Chinese language sources, including leaked police records and government budget documents, it gained insights into the methods China uses to oppress indigenous communities in Xinjiang. According to the research, the Chinese government used methods such as mass internment, coercive labor agreements, show trials, and propaganda lectures to control the population. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.